So sometimes my husband and I share sermons. I'll write something, and he asks me about something, and then he'll read my sermon, and he'll say, "This is exactly what I want to say. Do you mind if I use it?" And I'll say, "Sure." And then this is the sermon where he wrote something like I wanted to say, and so I'm using it. Some of it is mine. A lot of it, we have such different styles, so it often doesn't work, but sometimes it does. So while I was driving to Leesburg the other day, I was listening to my favorite radio station, WPFW. It's 89.3 on your FM dial, if you're curious. And it's billed as a jazz and justice radio station. I don't listen to it as much as I used to because my time in the car is different than it used to be. I particularly love the program, The Collision, on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. It's the intersection of sports and politics with Dave Zirin and Eitan Thomas, and it has expanded my worldview so much. I love it. So this week on a different program, I caught a fascinating recording by former Congressperson John Lewis. He was speaking of his time with SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. I was very much into it when it broke away, of course, for a fundraising pitch. I drove for another few minutes, and at a stoplight, I made the call to donate. A donation of a certain recordings of John Lewis and more got me more, another recording. I wanted those, so I know that they'll be helpful in my ministry, so they represent the historical truth that I was not taught in school. But I did wrestle with the fact, the rest of the trip, that it seemed like I was only donating to get the recordings, which wasn't true. I want to donate to that station, as I imagine many of you donate to NPR. And I pondered, should I double my donation? Would that, like, was like the guilt factor? Would that balance it out? But only take the two recordings that I wanted and not, and say no if they offered me more. Then they would know that it wasn't just about getting what I could get in return, but because after all, the station program already enriches my life. I had this whole conversation going on in my head. So there are things, people, that are more important to me than that radio station. And the Unitarian Universalist congregations that I'm part of are included in those. I've given a large portion of my life and my money to Unitarian Universalist congregations over the last 40 years. It's part of my own quest for truth. There are so many of you here who have given large chunks of your life to a search for truth. You're a teacher, or you work for the government, or you've ministered, or you do other volunteer work. Maybe you're a court advocate. There's some voice somewhere in us that calls us to serve the greater good, greater service, something that serves the world beyond our own consumerist needs. I've come to feel that way about funding our UU congregations, and specifically UU Loudoun. As my husband, Rev David, and I approached the pledge season in our respective congregations, we talked about the ways people decide to give and at what level of a pledge they're willing to give. There's indeed the PBS pledge, or in my case, the WPFW pledge. If you pledge, you get this free gift. There are all kinds of things, apparently, that motivate people to give, and getting cool stuff in return is one of those motivators. Another method is the plaque on the wall pledge with names. You've seen those, I'm guessing. I always take a look at hospitals and museums and zoos. More frequently now, since David was a fundraiser in his previous work life, he always stops to look at those walls. We have a frame on our wall now that recognizes those who've been generous with their giving for the chair donations. And it allows those kinds of acknowledgments, allow the organization to let folks know how much support they've received. It's a win-win for everybody. And what I always hope, though, what I always want to believe, is that aside from the cool stuff or the names on the plaque, that then there's always been this small voice inside that says, I have to do this. I want to help support this place, this hospital, this radio station, this congregation, because of the work that is done and the real impact it has on ourselves, each other, and our world. So I wonder what that means for the Pledge campaign being kicked off today. Well, what that means is, as you explore your heart, as you decide what you want to give, as you think about whether you can move from one giving level to the next, there are so many ways that we each think about and decide how we pledge. Of course, it's based on our personal financial situations. I would never want anyone to give money to this congregation that would put their own finances at risk. And yes, I have heard and actually used that argument of that if you cut out one latte or mocha a week, you could add that to your pledge. Oh, sure, we could, but I don't really want you to cut out your latte if it makes you happy. It's a latte. What I would love for us all to do is never again have any of us think of our pledge to this congregation as a consumerist transaction. For instance, I'm pledging only if they sing my favorite hymn this Sunday, or I'll only raise my pledge if they plant fruit trees in the butterfly garden. Or here's one, I won't reduce my pledge if they don't paint the wall a certain color. Obviously, I'm trying to use a wide variety of examples that are unlikely. Hopefully, we'll never have to face those. But they're not that far away from things that I've heard through the years. A pledge that comes from a search for truth and meaning isn't a momentary vote. Let me say that a different way. It's not a momentary vote of support or unhappiness about the idea that is UU Loudoun, an idea that deserves support beyond the past and the present. I'll always hope that the money that Reverend David and I are giving to support this congregation and other congregations in our lives is part of that deep commitment to those congregations and to the Unitarian Universalist faith. Our personal donation, due to our belief in our congregations and in Unitarian Universalism, is a bit of a stretch for us financially. It's around $9,000 a year between three different congregations. We give to both the congregations we serve and to the church which holds our membership, and we'll be increasing our donations slightly this year. But we don't expect our donations to fund one particular thing. We understand that the money we give helps to fund all kinds of programming as well as staffing. And at the top of that list is that it goes to support the idea that is UU Loudoun. We pledge to each other, we covenant together. We kindle the flame of love and justice to nurture and heal the idea that is UU Loudoun. UU congregations and UU Loudoun need to exist. They serve a greater good. They fulfill and honor the search for truth in community and humanity. So let's see some visible examples of working together to fund this quest that we're all on. We're going to do a little exercise. I know for some of you it's your favorite thing. So let's just be willing to move a little bit. So I'd love for you to rise physically. Not all of you at once. Wait. Wait for the cue. Sorry. I set that up wrong. If you have worked through UU Loudoun to get out the vote, please stand. Okay. You can sit down. If you've supported immigrant families through a coat and blanket donation, please stand. Okay. If you've attended or participated in memorial services or weddings, please stand. Thank you. If you think that banning books is a travesty and want to do something about it, and especially if you had a part in the Little Free Library outside our doors, please stand. There you go. If you've attended a healing service, please stand. If you participated in teaching our children the values that they will need to navigate a complicated world, please stand. If you loved the love service, please stand. If you showed up at the school board building in support of sane, safe gun laws or equal rights, or any time you showed up at the school board building, please stand. If you volunteered or donated to the Dulles Food Pantry or Loudoun Hunger Relief, please stand. If you participated in last spring's or this fall potluck series, please stand. If you had art in the exhibit we had last May, please stand. If you have somehow shared your gifts in our music program or offered a service, please stand. Seems like we have more musicians than that. If you have served as a lay leader, please stand. If you served on a UUCL committee, please stand. If placing a stone on a Sunday morning has been meaningful, please stand. If in an age of mendacity, lies, authoritarianism, your search leads you to a place where truth is valued, please stand. And if you have come here to worship on a Sunday, just to find some connection, inspiration, or love, to see friends, to meet new people, to sit quietly, or pray or sing, we should all be standing and don't sit down. If you think that progressive religious communities need to exist to be a beacon of hope and light and justice and spiritual grounding and sustenance to help save the conscience and soul of this country, if that is the case, then our pledges, our funding of this congregation of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Loudoun needs to be about holding the need for a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. A quest for truth means that we are called not just to support our individual quest, but the quest of those near us today, those online, and those who have not yet arrived here. This congregation needs to survive and thrive, for when whoever out there is ready to come through those doors, or wherever our doors may be, so that when they do, they find a strong and thriving congregation. The light of this congregation needs to shine for all. The flame of this community needs to glow in commitment for now and for beyond the time that we will ever even be here. So let us sing out loud and strong our commitment, the fire of commitment.